This week, we are joined by Major Debbie from the Salvation Army on with us now. Major Debbie, how are you doing?
I am great, Corey. How are you?
Doing well. So first off, congratulations to you. I know it's been a few months now at this point, but you are still a little newer in your role here at the Salvation Army. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We just arrived at the beginning of August, came from the UK. We were 3 years in London.
Oh, really? Interesting. Wow. That is quite a shift of locations from London to Rochester.
Indeed it is.
Our weather can be kind of similar, though, so I guess maybe you'll seek some comfort in the gray that will be coming here in the winter.
But we didn't have the snow I'm anticipating.
There's that.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I was reading up on this a little bit. So this is kind of a regular occurrence with the Salvation Army, just moving everybody around a little bit.
Yeah. The last officers were here for 7 years, so that was a nice long stay. But yes, yeah, we move around.
Got it. Okay. And your exact title is what?
I am the director of Monroe County Operations.
Got it. Okay. And walk us through a little bit about what it is that is on your plate. And certainly, again, having you start in August, you're jumping into the middle here of the weirdest year ever, which we'll get to more on that in a second, too.
That's right. Yeah. Well, my position is for just kind of overseeing all the Salvation Army programs and activities in Monroe County. We have 4 shelters and a lot of emergency family services, you know, that we oversee, and fundraising, community development, whatever the Salvation Army is involved in. I kind of have oversight of that along with my husband, Doug.
Gotcha. All right. So obviously there's always need for the things that the Salvation Army does. Given 2020 and given COVID, the pandemic, there is even more need now than really ever before. Is this, I know it's a word that's played out, but unprecedented?
I knew that word was coming somewhere.
I know. I hate saying it too. It's like unprecedented. You got to spit it out. But.
Absolutely. Because we're facing a lot of things because of COVID as well. But then the need in the for the community is going up. So we've been serving ever since, you know, COVID hit and haven't stopped. But we face the challenges of lack of fundraising opportunities during the Christmas time.
Sure.
But yet the need is higher than ever.
But with great great challenge certainly comes the opportunity to try to find ways around it and adapting. And that
Definitely.
Is where Rescue Christmas comes into play. What is Rescue Christmas?
Well, Rescue Christmas is kind of the theme for this year because of the challenges that we're facing during COVID. Because the need is great, as I said, greater than ever, and yet our opportunities for fundraising are challenged more than ever because of COVID. Stores are closed, less retail foot traffic out there, people carrying less cash and coins. So many, many things, but we expect 155% more people this Christmas than others. So, yeah, it's a challenge, but we're trying different things, which is Rescue Christmas, and we're starting earlier because of that as well, a lot earlier, just to give us more time to help more people to raise the funds that we need.
Absolutely. So let's get into a little bit of how much more need there is, because it's a staggering amount, truly.
Yeah, it really is. We've seen more than 50% increase since March in people coming for our help for food and our prescriptions and shelter, you know, whatever services that we can provide. And so with Christmas coming and continued problems with COVID, yeah, we're looking at maybe 155 more people this Christmas who need our help.
So obviously,
last year, we served more than 1,500 families during Christmas. So this year, it could well be more than 2,000.
Jeez. So with that, obviously, comes a greater need for support. And we all know the iconic red kettles. So you guys are busting them out a little bit earlier this year.
The kettles are, the actual physical kettles are going to go out around the same time.
Okay.
But online presence and promotion and getting the word out there, Rescue Christmas, yes, that is starting earlier.
You know, it's been interesting. We've seen a bit of a trend. I don't think you guys are alone when it comes to trying to bring the holidays in a little bit sooner than maybe normal, and that goes back to the comfort that we feel from the holidays, right? The joy that surrounds that season. You know, the images in your mind of the bell and the kettle are certainly synonymous with that. But, you know, there's that aspect of it too. So, you know, while I think many times in years past, people are kind of complaining, like, oh, Christmas is kind of buttoning in on Halloween. You know, this seems like a year where all bets are off and we can do what we need to do to either make us feel better or in the instance of the Salvation Army, again, get a head start here on trying to raise funds and raise awareness to help those people in need that you help out every single year.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like we said, because the need is there. And so it is just helping people be aware of how vast the need is this year and what challenges we're facing, you know, in our fundraising end of it to meet that need. So we certainly are counting on the community, who's been always gracious and generous, what I've learned, to the Salvation Army. So we expect no less this year, but we know it's hard for everybody.
Sure, yeah. As someone who is newer to the Rochester area, I can certainly speak from experience, having lived here for 6 years myself, went to college nearby. This community is unlike many others, for sure. And sometimes it's a cliche thing that people say about different places, but when you say that Rochester cares about those in their community, I mean, there's countless examples of people going above and beyond for others, and I truly do believe it's a special place here. So I'm excited to see Rochester prove that to certainly you and the Salvation Army when it comes to helping out. People listening right now might be asking, how can we help out? Let's run through that exactly.
Sure. There's various opportunities this year, so they can text a donation to Rochester Kettle to 41444.
And that's all one word, no spaces there to text that out.
Correct, Rochester Kettle, 41444, yep. So that's one opportunity. They can go online to rochesterny.salvationarmy.org and donate there online. Other ways to donate is digitally with Apple Pay or Google Pay at any of the kettles once we push out of here on November 12th or 13th, I believe. Well, they'll start seeing some kettles out there. So on the signs, they would just use their phones on the stickers that are digital for digital donations. And of course, while at the Red Kettle, if people are carrying cash, they will still be there to available to drop money in, as we have always done.
Got it. It is pretty amazing, and it's got to be kind of interesting to see the evolution here of, you know, think back to several years ago of, people are just going to come by and tap their phones against the kettle, and next thing you know, there's a donation there. Probably not that long ago, it seemed like something that was made up from the movies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. COVID has pushed us, you know, to really get a jump on moving things differently, and a lot of things, you know, have been good, so that's some good coming out of it.
Absolutely. So speaking of the kettles, certainly you need people to man those kettles. And as we've been talking about, this year is certainly a lot different. There's still going to be people that obviously will want to do that out of the kindness of their hearts. But let's talk about some of the safety issues here, because that obviously is top of mind right now. How are you protecting the bell ringers and certainly protecting the shoppers as well?
Certainly, there's a lot of safety protocols that we're following. Every bell ringer will have a face mask on. The kettle equipment itself will be cleaned daily, and the kettle worker will have something at some of the stores that require it, that they clean the where the money goes in regularly. And transportation, we're trying to work that out for the workers so that there's not too many people in a vehicle. Yeah, and the safety distancing, the workers will be trained on keeping their distance from any shoppers or anyone coming up to the kettle. So all of the protocols will be in place.
Luckily, COVID cannot be transferred via the beautiful sounds of that bell ringing. We are good to go with that. Can hear that from a safe social distance.
That's right.
Talking to Major Debbie from the Salvation Army right now. Major Debbie, I want to give you a chance to brag a little bit for the Salvation Army because, it's such an iconic name. So many people know about it. The Red Kettles, all the good that's done. But they might not specifically know some of the exacts of the scale of what the Salvation Army does. I want to give you a little bit of time here to really educate us about that.
Okay. Yeah, the Salvation Army is one of the world's largest social services charities. Began in London, where I just came from, in 1865, and been helping for more than 150 years internationally, all over the world. We're a faith-based mission. Right, we're called to meet human need in the name of Jesus without discrimination, regardless of gender, race, sexual orientation, disabilities, age, creed, religion, whatever. It's without discrimination, we want to meet human need. And we serve more than 23 million people each year. That's 45 people every minute, if you think about it.
That's
kind of amazing.
it's wild when you put it on a scale like that, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. An interesting thing is, as we're talking Christmas and fundraising and meeting the need, the money that we raise in Rochester stays in Rochester.
That's big.
It'll be used here year-round for Salvation Army programs, much of it at Christmas time, of course, to help, but to keep the Salvation Army programs going in the community.
Fantastic. Again, if you do want to donate, you can start now, part of Rescue Christmas. You can text Rochester Kettle. It's all no spaces, one word, to 41444. You can go online to rochesterny.salvationarmy.org. And then if people do want to sign up to be bell ringers, they can go to the same website?
They can go to register to ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Registered to ring. Got it. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, Major Debbie, it's been a pleasure. Welcome to the Rochester community. I hope it's a warm welcome for you. I hope you're, literally, I know it's not bad right now. It's going to get a lot colder. Just heads up.
Yeah, I believe it. Thanks, Corey.
All good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye.